This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's defense ministry said on Monday 63 Russian soldiers had been killed in a Ukrainian New Year's Eve attack on their quarters in the Russian-controlled part of Ukraine's Donetsk province. A defense ministry spokesman said six missiles had been fired, of which four hit the building described as a temporary deployment point, while the others were intercepted and destroyed. Earlier, Ukraine's defense ministry said as many as 400 Russians had been killed. A steady stream of tens of thousands of people filled into St. Peter's Basilica on Monday to pay their respects to former Pope Benedict XVI, whose body was laying in state ahead of his funeral this week. Benedict died on Saturday at the age of 95 in the secluded Vatican Monastery, where he'd lived since 2013. When he became the first pope in 600 years to resign. FIFA President Gianni Infantino spoke on Monday, the day before Pelé's funeral.
And we need to make sure that we and the world of football remembers Pelé forever as well. And for this reason, of course, we pay tribute to him by being here.
Infantino told journalists that every country should name a stadium after Pelé. Thousands of mourners began paying their respects in a solemn procession past his coffin at a stadium in his hometown of Santos. The Brazilian soccer great died last Thursday after a battle with cancer. The three-time World Cup winner was 82 years old. Find more on our website, voanews.com. Or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. After a whirlwind 18-month probe, the U.S. House of Representatives panel investigating the January 6, 2021 U.S. Capitol riot is shutting down. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
2 weeks ago,
the Select Committee stands adjourned.
Chairman Benny Thompson's panel held its last public meeting, releasing its final report and recommending the Justice Department prosecute Donald Trump. The committee's work is now done, and its time officially up once the new GOP-led House is sworn in. In a final message, Thompson and Vice Chair Liz Cheney say the justice system's responsible for what happens next. They say accountability is critical to stopping any future scheme to overturn an election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The New York Police Department says a man accused of attacking police with a machete near Times Square on New Year's Eve, injuring two officers, has been arrested on charges of attempting to murder officers. A 19-year-old man was awaiting arraignment after his arrest Monday. A law enforcement official has told the Associated Press that investigators are looking into whether the man was inspired by Islamic extremism. While nearly four out of five new cars sold in Norway last year were battery-powered, some in the industry are concerned about the end of some generous subsidies, Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
Norway, with its 5.5 million inhabitants, achieved the world's highest proportion of electric vehicles, making it a proving ground for automakers launching EV models. The sales were led by Elon Musk's Tesla, which sold more cars in Norway than any other brand for a second consecutive year. But some in the auto industry say new taxes in Norway could thwart the country's goal of becoming the first to end sales of fossil fuel vehicles by 2025.
Three prominent opponents of Tunisian President Kais Saied said on Monday they had received notices from prosecutors that they were under investigation, including one related to assaulting public security and insulting the president. Days ago, Saied had warned judicial actions must be taken against those who defame the, quote, symbols of the state, considering that as an attack on state security. Saied seized control of executive powers in July 2021 and later dissolved parliament, a step described by his opponents as a coup. Follow us on the VOA mobile app or online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.